The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Liz Tolinkcho. The city of Hijack, situated on the western coast of the Kajini Highlands, has the highest concentration of urban Saurians anywhere in Yulaya. Liz was born into a family who had moved from their tribal home to the town of Hijack after their peoples were decimated in a border war. Her father took work as a dock guard, while her mother served as an officer in the city militia. The Tolink tribe had been a warlike people, and so it was natural for Liz to be brought up with a focus on martial training. As a young girl, she was serious and single-minded, determined to follow her parents' example and excel. Her immediate talent was for close-quarters fighting, and as she trained, she dreamed of bringing bloody revenge down on the rival tribe who had all but destroyed her people. Somewhere deep inside lay a furious resentment and jealousy, which fueled her to be the best, but also filled her with a kind of malice which was unsavory to others. To her parents, there was no better accolade than strength, and so at the age of 10, Liz was sent to the Varakaj Academy in the Northern Thousand Isles, a school of assassins. Her parents were not wealthy, but Varakaj do not charge their students. Instead, after they graduate, students are sold into indentured servitude at an extremely high price, for the period of 7 years. After that time, they are free to pursue their career in whatever way they please. Liz graduated in the top half of her class and was bought by Boss Castle, the crime lord who runs the Skyton branch of the Moonlake Syndicate. Why such an expensive and effective tool has been assigned to the notorious misfit crew is a matter of ripe speculation. No one knows how much Castle paid for Liz, but whatever the figure, most agree that he must value her mystery job in the misfit crew very highly. Kaneda views Liz with a mixture of resentment and suspicion, convinced, in his arrogance, that she has been sent to spy on him, despite the fact he boasts that Castle paid 1,000,000 credits for his bodyguard. The observant notice that Liz's protective attentions seem instead to be focused on Venk. Why that should be, none can say. Liz is certainly silent on the subject. In fact, she rarely ventures an opinion on anything, except to point out the flaws in one of Kaneda's plans. To many, she is considered an unfeeling machine, trained to perfection, never failing to obey an order. Immediately, efficiently, savagely, and without moral scruple of any kind. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.